I'd like to ask Professor Alex McBratney, who is going to be our inaugural director of the City Institute for Agriculture, one of the great animators of the concept and a real driver of the vision along with his colleagues, to say a few words to us this morning about this new, exciting, bold venture for the university. Alex.
Before I formally start, I'd just like to also thank Anne Weldon for the welcome to country. I think as agriculturalists, we share with the indigenous people the long view and the custodianship of country for generations to come. So, distinguished guests, colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, I'm thrilled to be able to welcome you all here today to celebrate Australian agriculture, to celebrate Australian agricultural research and education, and most particularly to celebrate and redouble the University of Sydney's engagement in this vital enterprise for the nation and beyond. Thank you for coming. I'm hopeful it'll be a reinvigorating day for all of us. So let's start with a favorite poem of mine that reveals a lot about Australian agriculture. In 1910, the year that we began formally studying agriculture here at Sydney, the bush balladeer Will Ogilvy asked, "Do the shearer still go riding up the Warrego to work, where the Thurlguna woolshed still flashes silver in the sun? Are the bullock teams still bending through the Coolabah to Burke? Is the racing at Ingunia? Is Bilali still a run? Do the diamantina cattle still come down by Barren Gun? Is the black soil just as sticky? Is the mulga just as dense?" Well, the answers then in 1910, as now a century later, are essentially yes, yes, and yes. There's definitely a racing at Ingunia. I've seen that woolshed. They're still running cattle, but they're probably going by truck. The Beringan pub's up for sale. The 94-year-old lady who runs the pub has decided to retire and move to Parks. And the black soil is just as sticky, perhaps a little stickier, through a loss of carbon. So Australian agriculture, even in fragile environments such as the Murray-Darling Basin, has a constancy and an adaptability. Australian agriculture in this sense is hugely resilient. Its sustainability, however, depends on continual adaptation and innovation. Over those 100 years, agriculture has been successful. Continuous 2.5% annual productivity increases ensured it was for sustained periods Australia's most efficient industry. Australian agriculture is a world leader because of its continual innovation, backed by a peerless research record in science and technology. The Sydney Institute of Agriculture, which we are launching today, is here to provide solutions and rigorous planning for future food and fibre, assisting farmers to produce the clean, green products Australia is renowned for, and to be 2 or 3 steps ahead of the pack. Food is now cheap. From more than 20% of disposable income in the 1950s to less than 10% today. Here at the University of Sydney, we want to empower academics and farmers alike to sow our own seeds for what we like to call decommoditization. Rather than a race to the bottom, we strive to be price makers by giving consumers what they want. Agriculture is becoming more complex. Today's agriculture requires STEM skills and knowledge, but also business, sociology, philosophy, and science, and more. With this realization we have changed our offerings in undergraduate education and we have reconfigured our agricultural research. We are drawing on our long-lasting and deep strengths such as plant breeding and animal production while embracing emerging areas of quality food and food safety and continuing to work in the noble global areas such as development agriculture, where we transfer our agricultural knowledge to the developing nations to achieve food security. We are doing this from PNG to Nigeria and in more than a dozen countries in between. Incremental change is not enough for agriculture to continue to be competitive. I believe we need a new agriculture. The Sydney Institute of Agriculture's vision for Australian agriculture is that of a highly profitable, value-added, decommoditized, connected agriculture producing bespoke products for tens of millions of consumers. This new agriculture we are developing is underlain and enabled by five concepts that cut across agriculture, and they're actually displayed on these banners here. The first is profitability. Australian agriculture is highly efficient. The challenge is to turn this into a highly profitable agriculture. The most sensible way to do this is to decommoditize, to produce thousands of niche products rather than a few bulk commodities. The Sydney Institute of Agriculture is investigating how to do this across a range of commodities from wheat and chickpea to almonds and milk. The second concept is resilience, both environmental and economic. The ability to forecast and prepare for potential future risks, shocks and disruptions to agriculture and to build economic resilience will rely on strong scientific and evidence-based research. We are developing heat-tolerant cereals and other food society relies on to withstand our warming environment. We are building locally meaningful seasonal forecasting models for rainfall and temperature. The third is digital transformation. Agriculture in particular is being changed by the internet, by mobile technology and big data analytics. At the Sydney Institute of Agriculture, we are marrying the research of agronomists, engineers, economists and IT specialists with the needs of farmers to develop new digital agriculture. For example, using robots to monitor fields of lettuce to optimize irrigation and harvesting. The fourth is provenance. Knowing where our food and fiber comes from and exactly how it's grown will become an increasingly critical aspect of consumption, with three key driving concerns: health, environment and ethics. At the Sydney Institute of Agriculture, we are firm believers in the benefits that will come from thinking small and thinking finer, working out how to get the detail of separating our food into individualized aliquots and sending these parcels to consumers on demand, regardless of where they live in the world. The fifth is connectivity. Agriculture is about people. So our research focuses on understanding grower and consumer communities, engaging and enhancing their interactions. We need to connect the consumers to the producers. An example of growing connectivity is that young people from the city have underpinned a resurgence in demand for agriculture, which they say they chose to study because they like its noble values and authentic problem-solving approach. The Sydney Institute of Agriculture is unique in that it brings all these seemingly disparate parts together under the umbrella approach of the UN Sustainable Development Goals. In agriculture, we strive not only for food security, but also for water, energy and soil security, and to protect biodiversity and enhance human health. Whether across this university or across the globe, our focus is on ensuring we can continue to feed ourselves and a growing population while drawing on stretched and straitened natural resources. The Sydney Institute of Agriculture kicks off with a tremendous strength. We already have world-leading research in plant breeding, wheat and legumes, precision agriculture, including crops, livestock and dairying, field robotics, agricultural data analytics, food quality and safety, evaluation of ecosystem services. I've been told we're even pretty good at soil science. We're already working vigorously in more than a dozen countries. We use and develop a range of enabling science and technologies, including genes, data science, molecular design, and smart sensors. We are fortunate to have access to research stations across country New South Wales, including at Narrabri and the Liverpool Plains, which enable us to run commercial-scale digital agriculture experiments in collaboration with industry, as well as small plot and cohort trials on crops and livestock. At our Narrabri research station this year, we have more than 40,000 individual plots. So the Sydney Institute of Agriculture is a rich matrix of multidisciplinary individuals and research groups working together across research themes, incorporating cross-cutting concepts and enabling technologies, striving towards a new agriculture for Australia. We shall discuss this more fully in our research showcase today and tomorrow in our joint symposium, Growing the Business of Agriculture with the University of Sydney's Business School. I consider today's launch of the Sydney Institute of Agriculture to be a new, magnificent and radiant sunrise, a brilliant sunrise on an abundant sunshine industry. Yes, there are many noble global challenges ahead for agriculture, and no doubt for the Institute. Winston Churchill said, "The pessimist sees difficulty in every opportunity. The optimist sees opportunity in every difficulty." Our Institute of Agriculture is a community of optimists, bolstered with the confidence and rigor of scholarship. So be optimistic. We shall prevail. Enjoy the day. Thank you very much.